This module has been developed by the Michigan State University Center for International Business Education and Research. The following content for this module was taken from the book, A Basic Guide to Exporting, a product of the U.S. Commercial Service. This module was created in cooperation with the U.S. Commercial Service and the Michigan State University Center for International Business Education and Research. To view the full text version of each slide, click the Slide Notes tab in the upper left-hand corner, below the MSU Cyber logo. You may pause the presentation anytime by pressing the pause button below the slide. The glossary for this module is accessible via the glossary tab at the top right corner. This module was last modified on August 25th, 2017. In this module, we will cover an exporting services overview and a success story, Home Instead Senior Care. Section 1, Exporting Services Overview. Most free trade agreements include provisions that make it easier for participants to sell on a non-discriminatory basis. The U.S. currently has agreements with 20 countries. Consider targeting some of these countries for expanding your service business beyond U.S. borders. If you are a service provider seeking international contracts, consider letting visitors to your website know that the U.S. has free trade agreements that make it easier for purchasers in participating countries to work with you. The Industrial and Analysis Unit of the Department of Commerce's International Trade Administration provides support to U.S. services exporters by conducting policy research and industry analysis, coordinating advisory committees, and advocating for U.S. interests in trade negotiations. More information is available at trade.gov/industry. The U.S. Commercial Service, through its network of domestic offices, provides counseling and assistance to services exporters. A list of U.S. Commercial Service offices is located at export.gov. Because service exports may be delivered in support of product exports, you might find it sensible to follow the path of complementary product exports. For years, many large accounting and banking firms have exported by following their major international clients abroad and continuing to assist them in their international activities. Smaller service exporters who cooperate closely with manufacturing firms operating internationally and aim to provide service support for those manufacturers abroad. Also, your service firm may seek affiliation with a foreign firm. An agent, representative, or joint venture relationship could prove beneficial to your firm. An indigenous service firm already has knowledge of the various aspects of marketing in a particular country, such as regulations, restrictions, primary participants, potential clients, and competitors. The indigenous firm will also have market research, exposure, and contacts that you can use to your advantage. U.S. commercial service offices in foreign countries can also help you sell your services in a specific market. Many of the offices have local buyer-focused websites and social media networks that can promote your company. The North American Free Trade Agreement negotiated among the United States, Mexico, and Canada came into effect on January 1, 1994. It provided for the elimination of tariffs on most goods originating in the three countries over a maximum transition period of 15 years. For more information on all aspects of NAFTA, please contact your local U.S. Commercial Service office. Tariffs will be eliminated only on goods that originate in one of the four ways defined in Article 401 of the agreement. Goods wholly obtained or produced entirely in the NAFTA region. Goods meeting a specific Annex 401 origin rule. Goods produced entirely in the NAFTA region exclusively from originating materials. Unassembled goods and goods whose content does not meet the Annex 401 rule of origin but contains NAFTA regional value of 60% according to the transaction value method, or 50% according to the net cost method. Services can be crucial in stimulating goods exports and are critical in maintaining those transactions. Many U.S. merchandise exports would not take place if they were not supported by service activities such as banking, insurance, and transportation. There are many obvious differences between services and products, including differences in tangibility and customer involvement. Because services are intangible, you may find that communicating a service offer is more difficult than communicating a product offer. Also, services frequently must be tailored to the specific needs of the client. Such adaptation often necessitates the client's direct participation and cooperation. Involving the client requires the service provider to possess interpersonal skills and cultural sensitivity. The intangibility of services makes financing somewhat more difficult, given that no form of collateral is involved and financial institutions may be less willing to provide financial support to your company. However, many public and private institutions will provide financial assistance to creditworthy service exporters. Trade organizations offer two important finance services under various terms and conditions. One is a guarantee program that requires the participation of an approved lender. The other program provides loans or grants to the exporter or foreign government. Exporters who ensure their accounts receivable against commercial credit and political risk loss are usually able to secure financing from commercial banks and other institutions at lower rates and on a more liberal basis than would otherwise be the case. The United States is the world's premier producer and exporter of services. As the largest component of the U.S. economy, the service sector includes all private sector economic activity other than agriculture, mining, construction, and manufacturing. The service sector accounts for nearly 80% of the private sector gross domestic product and for 90 million jobs. In the future, the service sector will loom even larger in the U.S. economy. Small and medium-sized entrepreneurial firms, those employing fewer than 500 employees, overwhelmingly lead this service-driven business expansion. There are more than 4 million small service companies that account for more than 16 million jobs. Although small service firms make up most of the service sector, many of the most prominent U.S. service exporters are large firms. 7 of the 30 companies that constitute the widely cited Dow Jones Industrial Average are service firms. The dominant role that services play throughout the U.S. economy translates into leadership in technology advancement, growth in skilled jobs, and global competitiveness. U.S. service exports more than doubled between 1990 and 2000. Increasing from $148 billion in 1990 to $299 billion in 2000. Growth continued to $404 billion in 2006. In 2004, U.S. service exports exceeded imports by $80 billion, offsetting 10% of the deficit in merchandise trade. U.S. services compete successfully worldwide. Major markets for U.S. services include the European Union, Japan, and Canada. At $22 billion, Mexico is the largest emerging market for U.S. service exports. The following sectors have grown most rapidly because of technology development and have particularly high export potential. Travel and tourism. The largest single category within the U.S. service sector encompasses all travel and tourism-related businesses. As such, recreational and cultural services are included. The industry is diverse and encompasses services in transportation, lodging, food and beverage, recreation, and purchase of incidentals while consumed while in transit. Export sales for this sector in 2006 were $86 billion. The environmental technologies industry is defined generally as all goods and services that generate revenue associated with environmental protection, assessment, compliance with environmental regulations, pollution control, waste management, remediation of contaminated property, design and operation of environmental infrastructure, and provision and delivery of environmental resources. The industry has evolved in response to growing concern about the risks and costs of pollution and to enactment of pollution control legislation in the United States and around the world. The United States is the largest producer and consumer of environmental technologies in the world. This sector encompasses aviation, ocean shipping, inland waterways, railroads, trucking, pipelines, and intermodal services, as well as ancillary and support services in ports, airports, rail yards, and truck terminals. Transportation is the indispensable service for international trade in goods, moved all manufacturing, mining, and agricultural products to market, as well as transporting people engaged in business travel and tourism. For 2006, total export sales for transportation services were more than $68 billion. U.S. financial institutions are very competitive internationally, particularly when offering account management, credit card operations, and collection management. U.S. insurers offer valuable services, ranging from underwriting and risk evaluation to insurance operations and management contracts in the international marketplace. This sector was a $52 billion export market in 2006. This sector includes companies that generate, process, and export electronic commerce activities such as email, funds transfer, and data interchange, as well as data processing, network services, electronic information services, and professional computer services. The United States leads the world in marketing new technologies and enjoys a competitive advantage in computer operations, data processing and transmission, online services, computer consulting, and systems integration. Export sales in this sector also totaled more than $16 billion in 2006. Management training, technical training, and English language training are areas in which U.S. expertise remains unchallenged. The export market for such training is almost limitless, encompassing most industry sectors for products and services. Export sales were almost $15 billion in 2006 for this sector. This sector encompasses accounting, advertising, and legal and management consulting services. The international market for those services is expanding at a more rapid rate than the U.S. domestic market. Organizations and business enterprises all over the world look to U.S. firms as leaders in these sectors for advice and assistance. This sector represented $13 billion in export sales in 2006. U.S. filmed entertainment and U.S. recorded music have been very successful in appealing to audiences worldwide. U.S. film companies license and sell rights to exhibit films in movie theaters, on television, on video cassettes, and on DVDs and CDs. U.S. music has been successful in both English-speaking and non-English-speaking countries. The entertainment sector had more than $11 billion in export sales in 2006. The vast experience and technological leadership of the U.S. construction industry, as well as special skills in operations, maintenance, and management, frequently give U.S. firms a competitive edge in international projects. U.S. firms with expertise in specialized fields such as electric power utilities, construction, and engineering services are similarly competitive. Exports for this sector were about $5 billion in 2006. E-business, which can be service or product-oriented, is expected to grow dramatically. It is estimated that there are already 2.94 billion internet users worldwide. This case study will focus on recruiting new franchises with United States government help. Homestead Senior Care, a franchise service company based in Omaha, Nebraska, is a worldwide leader of non-medical care for senior citizens who choose to remain at home but require personal care. The company was started in 1994 by Paul Hogan, who had an elderly grandmother in her late 80s. She had 15 children and 55 grandchildren. The family did a schedule for round-the-clock care, but there were still gaps. This was the challenge. So in his 20s, Paul started a business based on the needs of his grandmother. That was 1994, in Omaha. Homestead Senior Care expanded to nearly 100 domestic franchise offices in just 3 years, making it one of the fastest-growing franchise companies in the U.S. Having found success in the domestic market, the company began receiving inquiries about taking its franchise concept international. In 2012, Homestead opened franchise number 1,000. Revenues hit $1 billion in 2011. The company's international success has contributed to its growth, with the development of a new technology department in its international division that has created new jobs at the company's headquarters in Omaha. According to Yoshino Nakajima, Homestead's chief operating officer for international markets, the company targeted Japan because of its aging population and high living standard. But the concept of companionship for senior citizens did not exist in Japan. Nakajima and her colleagues had to focus on educating a community on the expanded meaning of companionship for the elderly, and how our services could help families. Nakajima said, "We held a press conference to introduce the new word, companionshipu, to the Japanese community. Together, with market research and additional publicity, we were able to initiate an effective market entry strategy. Japan is the world's second largest economy, and its family-oriented culture and aging population showed strong potential for introducing our services. We signed a master franchising agreement with Japan's leading service-oriented provider that has generated more than 100 Japanese franchise offices. Interestingly, the new Japanese word is in common use today." Although the new vocabulary and savvy press helped in Japan, the success enjoyed may not have happened without the help of the U.S. government. The U.S. Commercial Service was engaged to help find prospective partners. According to Nakajima, they identified potential partners whose profiles paralleled the company's ideal qualifications and pre-arranged meetings for us. They also help identify key players in senior care policy. She previously worked with the U.S. Commercial Service when she ran a Blimpie franchise in Poland. "When I got to the United States," she added, "I contacted the U.S. Commercial Service office in Omaha. There, I received market research as well as export counseling and requested partner searches that put me on the right path to entering the Japanese market. I went on a franchising trade mission to Japan, where our services were showcased at Japan's largest franchise show. That's where we met our Japanese partners. They are an excellent resource for learning about a country's cultural issues and regulations. We use them to enter all new markets. What works in one market doesn't always work in a different market. Having succeeded in Japan, Home instead wanted to enter the Western European market, but faced new hurdles. In Japan, the public was not concerned with the price so much as the type of service, whereas in Europe, price was a major concern. Instead of having to introduce the concept of companionship, they had to reclassify their services into three levels as a way for clients to save money. In Portugal, two men approached us about opening a franchise in Lisbon. They had been unable to find the right level of care for their ailing parents without having to pay for unneeded services, and they wanted to help other families with similar problems. The men signed an agreement with the company in 2003 to start their own franchise. This began the company's three-tiered marketing strategy for Europe. A surprise was that the franchises there didn't suffer because of economic problems in that part of Europe. The debt problems and high unemployment have not negatively affected the demand for care in seniors, in part because pricing and service offerings matched market conditions. Another lesson is the importance of building a brand in a niche market by positioning the company as a thought leader. Nakajima said, "We conduct and sponsor research. We take this research and share it with people in the communities we serve. We apply other kinds of knowledge, including what's being learned about Alzheimer's and the people suffering from it. We turn this knowledge into training for the people who deliver the services. The challenge is to inform government and policy people of what we are doing and learning." A special thanks to the U.S. Commercial Service for the content of this module. This slide will take you to current news headlines on this topic. The links will open in a new browser window. You may have to enable pop-ups in your browser. You can advance through the remainder of the slides by clicking the play button. Global Edge offers a number of resources on this topic. The links will open in a new browser window. You may have to enable pop-ups in your browser. This slide concludes this module.